This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, kill the music. We got to get to business, David. Kill it. Hard fade. Wow. So here's the deal. For 20 years, I have tried to give you everything I got, people. But today, I ask you for help. Rico, it is an idyllic fall day here in the Motor City. It's gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky. 65 degrees. Foliage is starting to happen. We're in process of foliage. I think we've done a decent job with the Tigers, both making fun of Fangraphs at the early stages, to calling it a mortal lock before anybody else, to then saying, no, you want Houston, and you're going to beat Houston, to me saying, Tigers in four, to even after game one's disaster, me, of all people, the bleep hole guy from New York going, everybody calm down. It's fine. Rico, I need some help today.
Okay.
Because everything is coming up aces. Okay? Gorgeous weather. You look tremendous today in a fashion Tigers hat.
Oh, thank you. I had it before they were good.
This baseball team has had back-to-back shutouts against the Guardians. They are on a 20-inning scoreless streak against the Guardians. And they are on the precipice at home today in front of what will be a capacity crowd, in front of what, despite the Athletic thinks, will be a huge home field advantage. And they're playing a Guardians team that looks lost, and A.J. Hinch just managed the pants off of Stephen Vogt yesterday. More on that later. So all of this is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I need people's help with. I got a bad feeling about tonight. I got a bad feeling too much has gone our way, that it's a back-to-back, that the Guardians can't possibly go 29 innings without scoring, that they continue to get traffic on the base paths. They just haven't broken through. That somehow Jose Ramirez is not going to finish the series 1 for 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. And again, guys, I've been Tigers in four. I've been resolute. But the one thing I don't do to you is I don't lie to you. I woke up today and I've had an uh-oh. And I ain't talking about an uh-oh in my pants. I'm talking about an uh-oh for game four where I'm going, wait a minute, we've been flying so high. Everything's coming up Detroit. The people here deserve it. This team doesn't even know. They don't even understand what they're doing. Rico, I need your help. I need the people's help. I need you to reinstill my confidence in tonight. Why do I feel this way?
You feel this way, Mike, because the fact that you're looking at the Guardians team and they're not scoring, and you know they're better than this. It may be somewhere in the middle. They're not as good as the very first inning of game one,
right,
where they were just knocking the cover off the ball. But they're not as bad as they are right now. They're somewhere in the middle. And you got to think that, okay, every now and then there's going to be a hiccup in the voodoo. I think you have enough to win the series. But yes, I think if you were winning the games 3-2 or 2-1 or they were scoring, you would just feel like, okay, we have them. But the fact that they have not scored leads you to think that they're going to have one of those games very similar to what, you know, the Dodgers have, where you 8 runs, 8-0, there you go. We're back. Okay? It's not over yet. The problem is, where is that relaxed factor? And by that, I mean, kind of you saw that when they clinched and they still had 2 more games against the White Sox and they kind of relaxed. Because you know you have Scooble on Saturday, are you still hungry enough to end this thing tonight? Yes, you want to win. Don't get me wrong. They're not going out there to lose the game. But are you hungry enough to just end this thing tonight and just say, hey, you know what, Tarik? Take a couple extra days off. We'll see you in Kansas City or we'll see you in New York. So I'm with you on that. Because you now have taken that lead, do you have the killer instinct? Are these guys, these young guys smart enough to know opportunity is here,
right?
You're at home, go for the jugular, keep them down on the mat, do not let the Guardians end this game. Because yesterday, when the Tigers scored early, at 1-0, I mean, it was almost like the walk-off. I just had the finger up like, yep, we got this game. Game is over. They're going to do what
they
have to do.
But it's everything, Rico. They hit a line drive down the line, it's 6 inches foul. You hit one down the line, it's 6 inches fair. The hardest hit ball of the day, of course it was a 110-mile-an-hour rocket right to Matt Vierling. Like, everything's coming up aces. Yeah. And I said Tigers in four. And now that the ability to be right is here, I'm almost like, wait a minute, why do I feel this way? Like, even Tanner Bibee, I didn't think Bibee was that good in the opener. He wasn't able to locate his fastball. He was up in the zone. Now, he didn't get hit. He got a ton of run support, but I didn't think Bibee was that good in game one. I woke up today expecting a better version of Tanner Bibee. I want to know from you guys, like, it's not wrong to be nervous because this team is on the precipice of actualizing a dream sequence.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just would love to know where you're at with it. And again, I fully expect, Rico, 100 people already hammered to call up and be like, it's fine. We're just going to win the game. But I'm just trying to be honest with people. Why am I worried today of all days?
I think you feel that way, Mike, because remember, when they clinched and they, you know, AJ was like, hey, you guys look like a playoff team. And then against the worst team in baseball, they kind of took the next 2 days off.
I don't see that here.
And no, but I wonder if because you have so much faith in Scooble, will you lose that killer edge to just end this thing tonight knowing you got the ace in your back pocket on Saturday? So it's one of those where, if we win, great. If we don't, don't worry. He'll take care of us.
I think you said something that's actually playing into this a little bit where you said, look, because the Guardians aren't scoring, it almost feels not real.
Mm-hmm.
A 20-inning postseason shutout streak is unfathomable. Even when you had Verlander, Porcello, David Price, Max Scherzer, even when you were a stud, star-studded team, you couldn't roll 20 straight innings out.
And now you're getting it with this cast of characters.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Yeah, it's amazing. But yes, you feel like, okay, Guardians, not as good as game one, not as bad as the other games. Where is the middle ground here? And if they hit the middle ground, is that enough to beat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Them. And look, you do have Scooble Game 5. No one is talking about not winning the series, but like, why today on a beautiful day did I wake up going, you know what, I got a funny feeling about tonight. Well, I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I want people to have a good time at party, close it out at home. And frankly, I don't feel like watching this on Saturday afternoon. It's for college football. Will you do me a favor and close out today?
I heard it's a few games.
Yeah, we got a hell of a card. I want to be watching Texas and OU on Saturday.
And then Central Michigan's homecoming, right?
Who could forget? Kelly Short Stadium, one of the true cathedrals of college football.
Get there. Yeah, get there early, leave early.
248-539-9797. David, now listen. David, you've been the deflator throughout. I, God help us when I'm the beacon of positivity. I'm asking you, can you instill confidence in me here? Or do you feel some of the way I feel? It's been going so well. I'm kind of like, all right, is this really going to continue today again?
Mike, uh-oh. You're so off here. You're off here. In fact, when I expressed this same reluctance going into game two and worrying that, oh, Scooble can't just win every game, can he? Because we can't hit and we can't do this. It's just not going to continue. I was called a P-word. I'll just say that. I was called that a lot on the ticket text. I was called that a lot by the man next to me.
You're a cat enthusiast.
I was called a cat enthusiast. That's what I was called.
I thought they were calling you a pastor. Okay,
right, because you had the best pitcher on the globe going. And yes, I had full confidence you would get a split in Cleveland. Today, you know who's on the mound for you? TBA.
Exactly. I'm not worried about it. After what happened Monday, I'm not worried about anything with the Tigers. They're just fine. We're going to the CS tonight. That's what's happening.
All right. This is good. Gas me up. I don't think it's wrong to be honest with people and go, you know what? I got a bad feeling about tonight. And I've given you some reasons why. I mean, here's the other thing. This series... this was like the stat of the day. This is the first playoff series in 119 years. 119 years that has featured first three games, three shutouts. The 1905 World Series is the last time you had a series like this. And again, it's not that the Tiger bats have been that good. They haven't. You had a 17-inning streak against this team. You couldn't score. So it's, yes, the timely hitting, the moments, they're all going the Tigers' way. But it is still a team I look at with the Guardians and I go, all right, are they really going out like this? Is this really? And again, it has nothing to do with the series in Game 5 and Scooble. Tanner Bibee, is he going to be better than Game 1? They're like, is Jose Ramirez really going to Aaron Judge his way out of the playoffs here? He looks horrible.
That is a concern, because at some point, you're right, he's going to hit something, right?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
See, I don't know. He looks very frustrating. Like, he is really pressing. And that's what you want to see as a Tigers fan, because that's when you overswing. That's when you overthink. And, yeah, just, you know what? Let him go up to the plate and just go back and soak on the bench.
Now, are we allowed to talk to Kenny, or is Kenny just... Kenny, by the way, we are going to ask your opinion about hockey for 5 minutes in the 4 o'clock. But, I mean, Kenny's usually a worry wart. If I got any shot of somebody feeling the way I feel, it would be Kenny, pre-alcohol. Kenny drunk later? Forget it. He'll be top.
He's happy. Yeah, I haven't been that happy in a while, guys. Come on, let's go. Mike, I don't know where the negativity on your end is coming from.
Hold on. I'll give you all the time you need.
Yeah.
How is any of what I've said negative?
Okay.
And I'm just a little worried tonight.
I'll rephrase. I'm sorry. Mike is not negative. He's just a little nervous. That's all. And I still don't know where that comes from.
Kenny, let me help you out here. He's that bleep hole from New York. That's why he's negative.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
even though I'm the guy who said Tigers in four. Even though I was the bastion of positivity on Monday. This is incredible.
Why would the vibes run out now is my question. Because now you have a full stadium full of Tigers fans. This place is going to be a snake pit tonight. It's going to be absolute lunacy downtown.
Doesn't it feel like you've hit seven hands in a row at blackjack?
Mm-hmm. It does. Go ahead,
Rico. About what?
Oh, no. I think because it feels like for Detroiters, it's going to be the coronation tonight. Like, you're coming down here expecting to see.
That's the way you want it to be.
I think they're expecting it tonight. Okay. And maybe that's why you feel that way, Mike. Because
I hope they're right. Because it would be awesome for these fans who've been put through hell by this organization. It would be
go out on the fantastic. Field and celebrate and let the fans see. Not in the clubhouse.
You know, sorry to be the guy with actual, like, as a fan, playoff experience. I know y'all don't have that here. Like, kind of hard to close teams out. But I do have one power stat. You want one stat that'll make you feel good about tonight? I'm going to give it to you next.
Oh,
it is possibly the stat. It cuts both ways. Mm-hmm. But I got a Guardian stat about closeout games that should pique your interest. So we'll get to that as well.
I also have the starter for the Detroit Tigers.
I thought you were going to tell us what else you have that we hear about all the time.
Wait, TBA is not the starter?
Nah, TBA's got the flu.
I wonder how many TBA jerseys are going to get sold.
248. That's actually a funny idea if somebody had TBA zero on the back. 248-539-9797. Tell us the confidence level tonight. And I admit it, I woke up a little nervous about tonight. Let's talk about it. We'll do it next, 97.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.